You're listening to Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Successful Parents and Couples, a fresh and powerful conversation on how to bring real shifts right into the heart of the messy and vulnerable human challenges we all go through in creating hot sex, love, closeness in our marriages, relationships, and partnerships, so we can move into thriving intimacy with soul and quite literally change our lives. I'm your host, the intimacy genius, Joanna Intara. Join me for engaging soul conversations as I connect with the top voices and heart-to-heart soul conversations in all things love, sex, hotness, closeness, and intimacy on what it really is to live and thrive in the way our soul calls out for most and to shift our lives like lightning as we learn how to do it. It's time to bring all the hot sex, love, and closeness we desire right into the places that most ask for it. The call for it is now, and here we are. And here we are, and hello, happy Monday to you all. Huge big welcome to the new face of this podcast, the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast for parents and couples. And if we're meeting for the first time, welcome to our cozy and intimate online and virtual connection portal here. I am Joanna Intara. I'm a licensed psychotherapist, and my clients refer to me as the intimacy genius. And I'm here in my heart and soul and mind and body to help you have all the hot sex, love, and closeness that you desire, especially if you're a parent and dealing with parenting issues. And so we're just going to jump right in here. If you would like to find out more about how this can help you, please come on over to our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness. We'd love to have you there and welcome you in there. Lots of valuable tips and advice, expert value straight for you each week, almost every day. And we'd love to have you, and feel free to introduce yourself. And so today I would love to share with you on the topic of the desire for more satisfying intimacy. I can't tell you how much I hear that this is what is wanted. You know, people usually come into my office asking for more of one thing or less of another. And especially in the realm of intimacy, partnership, relationship, and so often with everything that being parents and having children activates, this is such a common desire. So just last week, I'll share a story with you. A client came in and confessed how distant she felt from her partner. And she said something like, you know, life and work and the kids have just completely taken over. We're in a rut. We are disconnected and hot sex, not seeing that happening anytime soon. And I know that this is, you know, a voice that speaks for many of you, the intensity of being a parent and, you know, being full on in the work reality. Most of the people that I work with are successful parents, ambitious and have a lot going on in the workplace, you know, on the consciousness path. And it can feel like a lot. And this client was just had a sad look in her eye. But I could see in there that there was just this twinkle and just a glimmer with the desire and the wish for more. And I know that this speaks for many of you. And sadly, you know, this is something that I hear all too often from the couples that I work with, and those who are working on relationship and intimacy issues literally every single day. And one of the things that I've noticed happens is that people beat themselves up about it. It's very common for people to watch porn for a quick, you know, nerve-ending fix, if you will. But it's ultimately unsatisfying because most people want relationships that are not just surviving. They want relationships that are thriving and full of soul. And the sad thing is that without the infrastructure inside our hearts, inside our bodies, inside our minds, and also deeply inside our conditioning that does train us how to deal with all the things that come up in relationship, all the things that come up in intimacy and closeness and love, and sexuality. And so people just sadly end up drifting apart with no ways to create more intimacy, more heart opening, and certainly not dynamic or erotic tension or friction to keep things spicy and creative in the bedroom. And so I just wanted to say today a super simple message, which is that if this is you, I really truly want you to know that it's not your fault. It truly is not even not your fault. It is no one's fault. And I just want to invite you to let that truly sink in for a moment, because probably if you're listening to this and you're a parent and you've got full-on kids and you've got school lunches to be made and your own self-care, and you're either, you know, running a full-time business, or you have a big job, manager, director, VP, and you've got house maintenance. I mean, my list is huge. So you're wary at times. You know, you get into bed at night and it's like, what do I do? Do I brush my teeth first? Do I skim off the top of my email? Do I read an extra story to my child? You know, my own relaxation. We are bombarded and we are full, and it is full on if you are conscious and desire to be more awakened in how you're parenting, how you're doing relationship, how you're doing your household. And so there's a weariness. And sometimes in that weariness, there can be blame, self-blame. I know I have certainly experienced moments more than infrequent of feeling guilty, like, did I do the right thing? And am I prioritizing things correctly? And so the thing is, I just really want to say, is you haven't done anything wrong by not knowing truly how to navigate all this. And I'm saying this to just invite the entire and take the entire self-blame thing off the table. And not only did you not do anything wrong, you're not a lost cause, and neither is your relationship either. And I'm also saying that with a big highlight and bold and underline, because so often when people get stuck and they reach impasses, they think they did something wrong, or that the relationship must, you know, just not meant to be. But what I'm discovering ongoingly, and it's been a long process of discovery, is that literally this generation, here we are in 2019, you know, it's not even in the last 40, 35 years, maybe, that there have been methodologies and technologies and systems available to really help couples navigate. There have not been systems. There have not been effective technologies. It's only now that there's, you know, really viable and sustainable trauma methodologies that are accessible and on board. Those did not exist in the same way in the 70s and the early 80s when I was coming up and I was being parented. And the truth is that, you know, our parents, your parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, at large, have never been given the effective ways to create, embody, and sustain all of the hot sex, love, and closeness, not only that you desire, but also that you deserve. And, you know, it's not like it was in life skills. I don't know about you, but when I was in life skills in high school, you know, they tried to teach us how to balance a checkbook, but they didn't teach us anything about love or relationship, or let alone how to, you know, have hot sex or anything like that. I think the farthest that we got was the little Eggby project, where we, you know, had to carry a little hollowed out eggshell in a basket to simulate a fragile baby. And it wasn't bad for the 80s, but, you know, you can see what I mean. So I just want you to take the heat off and to be forgiving, and knowing that we are all learning how to do the intimacy dances in all the ways that we desire, and to keep soul-satisfying intimacies and the practices that go along with cultivating that our top priority. So, You know, if you're wondering how to get it back, or even if you can, there's not only hope. You have hope. I am here to offer you hope, but also I'm here to offer you ways to turn up the volume on intimacy like never before. And that is really the next go around, the next evolution of this podcast and the work that's here. I will be offering tips each week, just like I have shared with you today. And even if you're skeptical, even if you feel like you failed, even if it hasn't worked for you, or that it won't work for you, or that you think you're beyond help, or maybe that you can't even imagine taking the time to do another thing because you're stretched to the max. I just want you to know I get that. I get all those responses because not only have my clients had every one of them, plus 1,000 more, but also I have as well, and I've come through a lot. I have come through a lot. And what I know for an undeniable fact, deep in the marrow of my bones and all my love and intimacy and erotic parts inside, having come through tremendous conditioning that did not include any education in all this, is that it is possible. And it can work with anyone. And I've seen that happen. And the ones who feel like they are beyond hope, if you feel like that's you, are usually the ones who are most pleasantly surprised by the juicy illumination into their love life, more than they could have ever imagined. You know, maybe that hopelessness is something that we have to go through in order to be initiated into doing the deep work so we can restore our hope and restore our faith in creating the hot sex, love, and closeness that we desire and deserve. And so that is my message today. And the reality is that if you want all that, as you know, you've got to make the choice to do the work to get there. Otherwise, same thing, same result, insanity. So I'm inviting you to follow me on this journey, and I will be sharing lots of valuable tips and stories about how I have navigated this, the worlds of secure attachment, the worlds of trauma, clearing that, intergenerational issues, all in this realm of hot sex, love, and closeness. And we'll also be exploring all the different minutiae and things that can come up to create, ignite, and sustain erotic tension and friction, a necessary ingredient to make partnerships fresh and spicy and hot. So I'm looking forward to it. And again, I invite you to come on over to our Facebook group, the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness community on Facebook. And if you've enjoyed what you've heard today, please feel free to go to iTunes and leave a review. And I have enjoyed sharing this with you today, and I look forward to connecting with you again really soon. Take care. Bye bye. Thank you so much for joining us on the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast. If today's episode shifted your world or gave value to you, I'd really love for you to leave us a quick review on iTunes. Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness is a collective conversation of bringing all our inner resources, expert advice, and real-world value with fresh embodiment right into the relational places that we all know need it the most. If you're ready to break free from your current challenges and rise boldly into your full relationship, thriving with soul, visit me at besoulfulfilled.com. That's BESOULFULFILLED.com. Or come on over to our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents, for one-on-one coaching, daily advice, tips, and guidance. Products and courses, all curated to empower you to shift into true fulfillment till you're all the way home. Until Until next time, you're on the right path, your challenges and vulnerability are navigatable, and you're capable of shifting into love, healing, and all the hot closeness and connection you desire. Embody your best relationship self and shift into the soul-lit love you're meant to live.